It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Happy Tuesday. Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Coming to you live tonight from Delaware Academy, as it's the Delhi Lady Bulldogs hosting the Unitigo Lady Spartans. It's a doubleheader here tonight, as later on, of course, the girls will tip at 5:30. The boys of Unitigo and Delhi will tip off at 7:15. And it's all because it's Coaches for Cancer night here at Delaware Academy. We'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a moment. But I want to welcome you into our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, we were at Lawrence on Saturday of this past weekend, and they did their Coaches versus Cancer night, and we're here on Tuesday at Delaware Academy for their Coaches versus Cancer night. You just love to see these events, everybody wearing pink and raising funds with various activities here tonight to go to the American Cancer Society. So I want to brief you on all of that and talk about it, as this is a great thing that a lot of local schools are doing right now. We're going to take one small break. We'll come back and we'll talk about it a little bit more here on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. It's Unitigo traveling over to Delaware Academy tonight to take on the Lady Bulldogs. Girls at 5:30, and then the boys' game will be at 7:15. We'll have both of them for you. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back with the girls' pregame show on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabideau Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabideau at 1-855-Rabideau.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you, and it's our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Shaking some hands here at Delaware Academy as we get you set for this Unitigo girls taking on the Delhi Lady Bulldogs game here at 5:30, and then, of course, the boys will be at 7:15. I'm kind of up here in a little perch at Delaware Academy, so normally I don't have a ton of fans coming up to me, but I had two or three come up, shake my hand, give me a high five, all those sorts of fun things here, as everybody's just really excited for not only Coaches versus Cancer night, but this is going to be a great night here for basketball, especially this girls' game. Two teams that are fighting for top four position in the MAC conference right now, and I think Unitigo's got to be super hungry. They're coming off a very tough loss on Friday night in overtime to Deposit Hancock, 48-46. Megan Perry was absolutely sensational in that game, and she's only a freshman. 25 points and 15 rebounds for the double-double, and that was one of those games that really could have gone either way. A basket here, a rebound there, a miss here or there, a steal, you know, and it could have been a Unitigo win instead of a Deposit Hancock win. If you're Delhi, you're on an absolute roll right now. You're 13-1 overall, 6-0 in the league. They had a fun trip this last weekend. They went out to Southern Cayuga, which is a Section 4 Class D team that they could possibly see later in the year in sectionals. And Southern Cayuga's kind of been a dark horse the last couple of years because they play in a different league, and they're very far out past Cortland. So a lot of schools here won't see them until sectionals. And I give kudos to Delhi for saying, hey, we'll come out, we'll play you, and we'll come to your place. So they did that, and then they spent the night in Syracuse and went to a Syracuse women's basketball game on Sunday. So I think that was a really cool experience to go out, not only get a good game under your belt, but go up and have a team bonding experience watching the Syracuse Orange women's team, which, of course, features Miranda Drummond, who is a Harpersville grad and is absolutely lighting it up. If you haven't watched the Syracuse women this year, you should, because Harpersville graduate Miranda Drummond is just absolutely incredible. She's pretty much averaging a double-double. She's starting, and just every time I look up her stats, I think, boy, it can't get any better than that, and then it does. So it's certainly a fun thing right now for local fans to watch Miranda Drummond from Harpersville rip it up for Syracuse University. Both teams are finishing up their warm-ups here. The gymnasium is packed here at Delaware Academy. A lot of pink, everybody wearing pink to support the Coaches versus Cancer event here tonight, and all the proceeds raised will be going to the American Cancer Society. They're selling bracelets. You can buy a card for the Wall of Hope. They have shirts for sale, and there's a lot of different additional concession items. You can donate your admission fee if you want. It's all to support the American Cancer Society research, services, and programs in Delaware County. We'll be talking about that throughout the contest here tonight. We'll take a break for the national anthem as well as the announcing of the starting lineups. And when we come back, we'll get you underway between Unitico and Delhi. And there's a ton of other games we'll be keeping an eye on here tonight as well. So you'll want to stay tuned on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
It's 2 for $5 at McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich. Choose from the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece McNuggets, and Sausage Egg Cheese McGriddle. 2 for only $5 for a limited time at McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich. Remember, their drive-thru is open 24 hours Friday night until 1 a.m. Saturday night. And check out the $1, $2, and $3 menus at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney, and on South Broad Street in Norwich. 2 for $5 ends January 24th.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today. 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no-pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We appreciate you listening here tonight, whether you're in radio land or online. We know we have a lot of online listeners, grandparents who are down south, escaping our winter cold, so we appreciate you listening in. Let's do our starting lineups first for visiting Unitico and longtime head coach Bob Z. They start a freshman, number 4, Dana Stepp, a senior, number 15, Bailey Faulkner, a freshman, number 20, Megan Perry, also a freshman, number 21, Morgan Perry, and a sophomore, number 23, Haley Lucia. So the core of this team, three freshmen and a sophomore, very impressive for Unitico. The future is bright. For Delhi and head coach Todd Bruce, they start with senior number 2, Logan Bruce, senior number 5, Olivia Waken, senior number 10, Caitlin Finch, junior number 11, Anna Post, and senior number 15, Brenna Gioffi. Somebody pregame today asked me, you know, what's up with Unitico? Why do they have all this youth? I haven't seen them yet this year. What do you think? And I said, you know, Unitico is kind of what Delhi was 3-4 years ago when Logan and Caitlin and all these girls came up to varsity as freshmen, and it's been that learning process over the last couple of years. And you know, this year right now they're 13-1, 6-0 in the league, and having all those games, all those playoff games, sectional games, all that experience has really paid off, and you're interested to see how far they can take it in their senior season. But if you're Unitico, this is a very good team for being freshman and sophomore heavy, just like Delhi was back then. I mean, they were an excellent team at the time, going to the MAC championship. I mean, Delhi's been to the MAC championship the last 3 years, and they've lost to Bainbridge Guilford every time, but they were there, and they got that. And it was really fun to see as freshmen, and I think Unitico could be in the exact same position. They're just a team that is talented, they're young, and they're going to have their growing pains, but they're certainly not going to lay down. And boy, they're going to be fun to watch over the next couple of years. When you talk about BG, Delhi, Unitico, and Deposit Hancock, and you throw Green in the conversation as well, I mean, just teams that should be very, very good over the next couple of years in the MAC. So Unitico is in their green uniforms with the white trim, says Unitico in white lettering across the front of the uniform. It's that dark hunter green. Delhi is in their home white uniforms tonight with the gray and the maroon trim, says Lady Bulldogs across the front of the uniform there. They will go right to left on your radio dial. I know a lot of these girls are friends from various travel soccer programs, playing each other, of course, in school sports as well as AAU basketball. So it should be a friendly and fun contest here tonight as we'll jump it up. And Delhi will win the opening tip. Here's Logan Bruce, is going to take it right to the rim, up and good. Logan Bruce has certainly taken on more of a scoring role so far this season. And she shows it right there by coming forward and getting that opening layup. Now we're going to have an over and back call against Unitico as they brought it up the floor against this very high pressure Delhi press. And so the Lady Bulldogs will get it back right in front of the scorer's table. Again, they go right to left. They have a 2-0 lead. We're just 20 seconds in. And here is Logan Bruce. To the left side, Bruce will find Olivia Waken outside the three-point line. And now back to the top of the key. Bruce into the corner for Caitlin Finch on the baseline. Now they'll pass to the high post for Anna Post. Takes it up, blocked by Bailey Faulkner. Post gets her own rebound, works it into the corner. And here for Olivia Wakin. She takes it to the rim. Shot is off the mark and scooped up here on the rebound by Morgan Perry. And here comes Unitigo. 7:15 to go in this first quarter. 2-0 lead for Delhi over Unitigo. Coaches versus cancer night here at Delaware Academy. Unitigo with the ball. They go to the right corner for Bailey Faulkner. Faulkner goes back for Haley Lucia at the top of the key. They reverse it for Dana Stepp. Pull-up jumper from 15 feet is no good. Faulkner couldn't get a hold of the rebound, and it rolls out of bounds. I think Faulkner would have had that rebound, but she wears her, for lack of a better term, they used to call them rec specs, but they're athletic glasses, and they got kind of bumped off her face, and she couldn't hold on to the rebound and her glasses. I'm a guy that wears glasses, so I can understand that pain. 6:45 to go, first quarter. 2-0 lead here for Delhi. The Lady Bulldogs have the ball. They take it on the baseline. Now they go to the right corner for Olivia Wakin. Spot-up jumper is off the mark. Ball out of bounds on the rebound, and it goes back to Unitigo with 6:35 to go in the first quarter. A 2-0 lead for Delhi over the Lady Spartans. I think Unitigo just needs to get through in this hostile environment the first couple of minutes and try to settle in. And here is Megan Perry. Takes it to the rim, and she is fouled. As she got to the right low block, I believe this foul will be on Brenna Gioffi of Delhi. Of course, Megan Perry was our Talbot Insurance Agency MVP of the week for last week after that very impressive performance last Friday night. 25 points, 15 rebounds in that overtime two-point loss to Deposit Hancock. First shot is up and good for Megan Perry, and it's a 2-1 ball game. Second shot coming. Should be a great game here tonight between the Spartans and the Bulldogs. Boys will follow this one. We'll also have that on the radio at 7:15. Second shot for Perry is off the mark and a post. Skies for a rebound and an outlet pass quickly ahead to Caitlin Finch. Finch to the far side for Logan Bruce. Skip pass across the top of the zone for Olivia Wakin. Wakin baseline drive left side. Doesn't pull the trigger on the shot and kicks it back out here to Caitlin Finch. 15 on the shot clock for the Lady Bulldogs. They have a 2-1 lead. They go to the high post and now for Logan Bruce outside the three-point line. Bruce skips across the top of the zone. 5 on the shot clock. Here's Caitlin Finch. NBA 3. Got it. Knocked it down. Caitlin Finch had to shoot that one pretty much because otherwise the shot clock was going to buzz off, and fired one up and gets it to go. She's a deadly long-range shooter. It's 5-1 as Delhi is on top. Unitigo hits the ball. They go left to right into the right corner. Now they reverse it to the right wing side. Here for Morgan Perry. Perry goes left wing for Dana Stepp. She wants a three-pointer. Stepp's shot is off the mark, and Logan Bruce crashes the glass for a rebound. Bruce gets across half court. Now into the paint, trying to go coast to coast, lays it up and in. Logan Bruce gives Delhi a 7-1 lead, and Unitico's going to take a timeout. With 5:25 to go in the first quarter, we'll step away and be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's Delhi, the girls leading Unitigo 7-1 with 5:25 to go in this first quarter. Coming out of a Unitigo timeout, Logan Bruce took that ball coast to coast and finished off a layup. She has 4 points for Delhi. And Unitigo had seen enough, and Bob Z calls a timeout to talk things over. And so we'll get back underway. Unitigo will have the ball, and Delhi coming with a 2-2-1 full court press that Unitigo is going to have to deal with. And Morgan Perry will walk it up the floor. Gets around the press, did a good job of dribbling through it there, finds Megan Perry on the right wing side. Back to Morgan at the top of the key, 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. They go Dana Stepp in the corner, now to Bailey Faulkner. She takes it down low, shot off the back of the rim, and a rebound for Delhi. Shots not falling early here for Unitigo. 5:05 to go, first quarter. They pass down low for Anna Post. There's a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Unitigo. With 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Good defense down there by Faulkner to tie up Anna Post. And Unitigo will get the ball back here once again. Here is Morgan Perry on the left wing side. Perry finds Haley Lucia. And to the right side for Dana Stepp. And they just get it across the half-court timeline before the 10-second call. Here is Haley Lucius setting up shop on the right wing side. Now she goes Morgan Perry at the top of the key, reversing for Dana Stepp into the low post corner here on the left low baseline. Here for Bailey Faulkner, knocked out of her hands and scooped up by Delhi back down the right side of the floor with Olivia Wakin. 4:35 to go in the first quarter. It's Delhi 7, Unitego 1. Top of the key now for Logan Bruce. Bruce to the left wing side, looking for options, skips it across, and goes to Olivia Wakin. Both teams very content to run their sets here and try to get a good look. 8 on the shot clock for Delhi. Here's Logan Bruce. Steps in, 10-foot jumper, too strong. Too much spice on that one, and a rebound off the back of the rim for Bailey Faulkner of Unitego. Morgan Perry back up the floor, finds Haley Lucia. Unitego desperately needs a basket here with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, and they trail 7-1. This would get them back in the ball game. Morgan Perry now finds Megan Perry at the top of the key. Back for Haley Lucia. She fires up a three, hits the rim twice, won't go down, and a post with a rebound, sprawls out and gets an outlet pass ahead for Logan Bruce. Bruce across the half-court timeline. Nobody picks her up. She takes it to the rim. Can't get the layup. Good recovery defense there by Megan Perry to poke it away at the very last second. Unitego back up the floor. Here is Bailey Faulkner on the right wing side as they settle in on the offensive side. Delhi is in man-to-man. They go Megan Perry in the corner. The jumper falls. Megan Perry with 3 points. That's all three of Unitego's points, and they trail 7-3 with 3:20 to go in the opening frame. Here's Caitlin Finch, gets into the paint, dishes one off for Brenna Gioffi. Her layup won't go, and a rebound for Haley Lucia of Unitego. So again, our score, Delhi girls leading Unitego 7-3 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter here tonight on WCDO. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take you the rest of the way tonight with the boys' contest coming up as well at 7:15. Top of the key. Now they reverse. Right side three for Lucia. Got it. Knocked it down. Haley Lucia for three, and Todd Bruce has seen enough. He calls timeout with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. It's Delhi 7, Unitego 6. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Great game, or a great start to this contest, I should say, with 2:50 to go in the first quarter, live from Delaware Academy tonight. It's the Delhi girls leading Unitego 7-6. I'm Nate Lowe. As Delhi has the ball out of the timeout, they go down low for Sophia Wakin, and it's blocked out of there by Bailey Faulkner. Faulkner gets it back across half court, finds Haley Lucia on the right side. Picked her pocket, though. That's Logan Bruce. Bruce trying to take it all the way, and the layup is up and good. Logan Bruce goes in for two. She has 6 points, and it's Delhi 9, Unitego 6, with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Lucia to the left side. Now finding Morgan Perry. Perry gets down low into the paint, and she's fouled. Let's see. This one might be by Sophia Wakin. Yes, it is. Been a pretty clean game so far. No fouls called on Unitego so far in the first quarter. And there's two fouls so far on Delhi. One on Brenna Gioffi and one on Sophia Wakin. Unitego gets the ball into the right wing corner outside the three-point arc and back to the top of the key for Haley Lucia. Now they find Morgan Perry looking for that cutter, Bailey Faulkner, but Delhi's doing a great job of sealing it off so they can't get that interior pass. Here's Megan Perry to the left side, dribble drive up and good. She says, all right, you're not going to give me that pass. I'm just going to take it myself, and it's 9-8 with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Delhi with the ball going right to left at the top of the key. Now they go right side for Logan Bruce. Skips across the top of the 2-3 zone that Unitego has settled into on defense. 15 on the shot clock. They try an interior pass to Anna Post. Off the glass, it's good, and she's fouled. Anna Post. That pass was kind of batted around there like a hot potato for a moment. She was able to gather it up and put it in, and she's fouled by Morgan Perry. Sophia Wakin is going to head to the bench now for Delhi. And coming in will be Caroline Grace. And Anna Post is at the line trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play with 1:35 to go first quarter. It's Delhi 11 and Unitego 8. Will we have another basket here? No, that one rattles out. So it stays 11-8. Delhi on top of Unitigo. Unitigo girls with the ball. They come across the Bulldog logo at midcourt. Now they go right wing side for Haley Lucia. Now the reverse left side for Morgan Perry. Back for Lucia on the right side. Into the corner. On the right side. Pocket pick, though. Bailey Faulkner couldn't hold on, and Caitlin Finch comes away with it. Back down the floor for Olivia Wakin. They'll reverse for Logan Bruce. Outside the three-point line. Bruce back across for Olivia Wakin. Thought about a long two. Pump fakes. Takes it inside. Her shot is off the mark, and Bailey Faulkner is there for another rebound. She's doing a great job cleaning up on the glass for Unitigo. Delhi 11, Unitigo 8. We're under a minute to go in the opening quarter. Here's Haley Lucia quarterbacking the offense, directing traffic. They go Dana Step on the left side. Back to Lucia right side. Haley Lucia looking for options. Goes to the high post for Megan Perry. Stops, pops, can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. This time off the glass and good. Megan Perry with 7 points, and it's a one-point ball game. Stolen by Dana Step. Through her fingertips, though, and out of bounds at midcourt. It'll remain Delhi ball with 35 seconds to go in this first frame. It is Delhi leading Unitigo 11-10. Olivia Wakin will come to the bench. And Julia Burns now will step in for the Lady Bulldogs. Logan Bruce at the top of the key gets it in. Delhi could play for the last shot here of the quarter if they wanted to. Let's see if they work it around. Bruce in the right wing corner. Lost control of it. Stolen away by Dana Stepp. Ball out of bounds. Let's see what happened here. Yes, it'll be a foul. Yes, it will be a foul on Caitlin Finch for a reach-in. I was going to say that there was a steal, and then they called for a quick foul right at midcourt, as otherwise Dana Stepp would have been off for a breakaway layup. So Caitlin Finch, her first team's third. Of course, in the girls' game, fouls reset every quarter now. So Delhi with 3, Unitigo with 1, but those will be cleared off the board in 20 seconds. That's all that's left here in the first quarter with the score Delhi 11 and Unitigo 10. Delhi with the ball. They go to the high post for Megan Perry. Can't get it to go. Yes, she can. Gets the roll. It rolled all the way around the cylinder and then went down. So it's Unitigo 12, Delhi 11. 7 seconds left in the first quarter. Here's Logan Bruce. Glances up at the clock. Goes left side. Spot up jumper here. Is off the mark and no good for Aileen Nealis, who just checked in, and that'll do it. End of the first frame. Unitigo comes back after trailing 7-1. They now lead 12-11 over Delhi on the road at the end of the first quarter on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back as we start the second quarter live from Delaware Academy here on Coaches versus Cancer Night. It is the Delhi Lady Bulldogs trailing Unitigo 12-11. Set to be a great game here tonight. There's several other good games we'll try to keep you updated on tonight. The UV boys are hosting Walton over in New Berlin tonight. The Stanford girls are hosting South Courtright right down Route 10 here over in Delaware County. That's going to be a whale of a ball game. I know everybody will be looking for that score later. There's a lot of other great games going on here tonight as well. Cooperstown boys are at Milford. That's going to be an interesting matchup. So a lot to keep an eye on. But we'll keep our eye on this one right now. Is to start the second quarter, Olivia Wakin pulls up for a jumper in the right wing corner for her first basket of the night. And it's Unitigo 13. Delhi 13, Unitigo 12. So the Lady Bulldogs, again, taking a one-point lead over Unitigo. Lady Spartans with the ball. They go to the left wing side for Dana Stepp in front of the Delhi bench. They go to the top of the key for Morgan Perry. Now back for Haley Lucia. Lucia working it with Perry. They go to the high post. Morgan finds Megan. She dishes into the corner. Bailey Faulkner with a 15-footer, and she got it. That was a good-looking shot from Bailey Faulkner, and Unitego now leads 14-13. Logan Bruce in transition tries a bounce pass to the right corner, kicked out of bounds off the leg of Morgan Perry of Unitego. So let's see if they will... They're not going to reset the shot clock. No, they originally reset it to 30. They take it back down here to 23, so that's what Delhi will have to work with 7:10 to go in the second quarter. It is Unitego 14, Delhi 13. Logan Bruce with the ball, the senior leader for this Lady Bulldogs club. Again, they're 13-1 on the season right now. Bounce pass to the interior for Anna Post. Up off the glass. The iron is unkind there. Rolled all the way around and then popped free. Unitego with the rebound, bringing it down the floor with Morgan Perry. Perry at the top of the key. Stops, looking for options. Perry gets to the foul line. Now holds on to it. Finds Haley Lucia, who comes around on a curl. Now for Dana Stepp, left side. Step, bounce pass with 10 on the shot clock back to Morgan Perry, and she traveled as she tried to take off to the hoop. 6:40 to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Delhi girls trailing by one, 14-13 here on their home floor. Coaches versus cancer night. We'll talk a little bit more about that during our halftime break as well. There's a lot of fun activities going on here tonight to raise funds for the American Cancer Society. Delhi girls with the ball. They're in the white uniforms with the maroon trim. They try to skip a pass down low through the hands of Anna Post and out of bounds. Unitego's in the green uniforms with the white trim. And they will get the ball against this full court pressure that Delhi brings. A little 2-2-1 press. Back to the midcourt area. This is J.C. Zavril who's into the ball game now. They'll go to the high post for Megan Perry. Off the glass and good. Boy, this is probably the best I have seen Megan Perry play this year. She's coming off that huge performance against DH, and you can see she's really loving playing around that high post position. And Unitego takes a three-point lead, 16-13, with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. Right wing side for Brenna Gioffi, and now back for Logan Bruce. NBA three for Bruce. Splash. Nothing but net. Left her wide open, but I would have too. Who's going to shoot from out there? She says, I will. And it's 16-all with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's Morgan Perry back down the floor for Unitego. They go to the left side. A little dribble drive here for Megan Fortin. She has her shot blocked. It stays in bounds, and Delhi scoops it up. Here's Olivia Wakin trying to take it the full length. Dishes one off to the foul line for Brenna Gioffi for two, and she gets it to go. Brenna Gioffi gives Delhi the lead again, 18-16, with 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Great girls contest here tonight from Delaware Academy, and now a foul on Caitlin Finch at midcourt, and this one's going to be costly. This will be Finch's second, and it was just kind of a ticky-tack foul at midcourt that you don't need, and Coach Bruce is telling that to her as she goes to have a seat on the bench. Just one of those reach-in fouls that probably keeps head coach Todd Bruce up at night. 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Those are just momentum killers sometimes. First foul on either team here so far in the second quarter with 5:15 to go before the halftime break. It's 18-16. Delhi on top of Unitego. Here's Megan Fortin to the high post for Megan Perry. Perry picks up her dribble, finds Morgan Perry, her sister, on the right side. Now they go back for Zavril at the top of the key. Zavril for Fortin. 8 on the shot clock. It's continuing to tick down. Is Unitego aware? A traveling violation. And the ball will go back here to Delhi. I think Megan Perry got the ball. She was about at the foul line. Looked up, saw there was about 6 seconds left on the shot clock and just took off and shuffled her feet. So Delhi clinging to a two-point lead. 4:50 to go in the second quarter here in girls MAC action tonight live from Delhi. Nealis steps in for a long two. That's no good. A rebound for Morgan Newman, who's into the game now for Unitego. Ahead for Zavril. She gets across midcourt. Zavril lost control of the basketball, and Logan Bruce was right there to take it away. Ahead now for Olivia Wakin. Wakin stops, works one back up for Bruce. Bounce pass into the corner for Wakin. Baseline drive to the hoop. It's good. Olivia Wakin for two. She's got 4 points, and it's a four-point lead now for Delhi over Unitego, 20-16, with 4:15 to go before the halftime break. Here is Morgan Perry at the top of the key. Perry dribbles right side. Delhi still in that very aggressive man-to-man defense. And here is Morgan Newman now. Gets the pass back for Morgan Perry. She steps up for a long three. It's off the mark. Ball is loose. Megan Perry is there. She can't get the right-handed layup. Newman puts it up and in. Morgan Newman was at the right place at the right time and was able to finish it off. It's back to a two-point game. Delhi 20, Unitego 18. Left side corner for Bruce. Wants another three. Hits the rim three times. Won't go down. Rebound is loose on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball between Giaffi and Perry, and the arrow gives it to Unitego. With 3:40 to go before our Mirabito halftime show. Hannah Baxter is going to check in for Delhi now. And so this is the most I've seen Coach Bruce use his bench. I haven't seen Delhi in probably 2 to 3 weeks live. But he is not afraid to use the bench, and that's certainly great. If you can go 9, 10, 11 deep, gives you a lot of options as a coach. 3:30 to go in the second quarter. It's a two-point lead for Delhi over Unitego, 20-18. Into the corner on the left wing side in front of the Delhi bench for Morgan Newman. Now back off for Morgan Perry. She steps up for two. Won't go. Rebound for Anna Post, and she was fouled down low with 3:15 to go before the halftime break. Bodies flying everywhere, but a lot of sportsmanship there, helping each other up. And the foul will be on Megan Perry of Unitego. Her first, team's first, here in the second quarter. Bailey Faulkner comes back in, and Morgan Newman will head to the bench. Meredith Mabel will check in for DA. And heading to the bench there will be Hannah Baxter to go. Across midcourt for Delhi. To the left side, finds Anna Post outside the three-point line. Gets it into the hands of the guard, Logan Bruce. Bruce with a bounce pass to the top of the key, and it was kicked there by Morgan Perry and out of bounds. So 3 minutes to go in the second quarter and a tight ball game. Delhi leading by two, 20-18. Logan Bruce on the inbounds pass will go to Meredith Mabel on the right side. Intercepted here by Morgan Perry. She's off to the races, lays it up and in. Morgan Perry, with her first basket of the night, ties this game up at 20 with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Bruce trying to take it full court again. It won't go. Brenna Giaffi is there to clean up the mess and put it in. Nice hustle there by Brenna Giaffi, and a good box out gave her position to put it up and in. And Delhi regains the lead 22-20 with 2:35 to go in the second quarter. Top of the key for Dana Stepp. Goes to Morgan Perry on the right side, skips it back across. Haley Lucia for a three. Got it. Boy, that was a good-looking shot there from Haley Lucia. She's got two from downtown, and Unitego leads 23-22 with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Left side for Logan Bruce. Bruce, a bounce pass to Meredith Mabel. 15 on the shot clock for DA. They try to go to the low post in the corner. Mabel gets it right back from Brenna Giaffi. Left side now for Logan Bruce to the foul line. Zips one into the left corner for Anna Post. Back to Bruce. Bruce and Post doing a little give and go here. Post takes it down low and is hammered and is fouled. Boy, again, a lot of wrestling and scrambling there as Post tried to take it to the rim, and she was fouled for the second time here by Megan Perry. So Megan Perry now with two fouls with a minute 55 to go in the second quarter. If you're Bob Z, what do? Do you take her out and protect her? Looks like he might. Morgan Newman is set to check in after this first foul shot. Here is Anna Post, up and good. Anna Post now with 3 points, and yes, Megan Perry is going to come to the bench. I think that's a great move there. A lot of coaches sometimes will gamble, but she's picked two fouls up back-to-back. Good to send her to the bench for protection with a minute 55 to go in the second quarter. We are tied 23-all. Second shot coming for Delhi's Anna Post is off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound for Sophia Waken, but she lost it immediately to Dana Stepp, and Unitego comes away with the ball. The tie game, 23-23, with a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. Here's Haley Lucia, and they go to the high post for Morgan Newman. Jumper, she tried to bank it, no good. Rebound is picked up by Delhi and Anna Post. And now for Logan Bruce. Bruce with a bounce pass into traffic, and it was kicked once again as she tried to thread the needle there. Dana Stepp got a piece of it there with her shin, and out of bounds it goes. A lot of soccer players out there tonight. Maybe that's why we have so many kicked balls. Delhi throws it into the backcourt. It's going to be stolen away here by Dana Stepp. Takes it all the way but can't finish the right-handed layup. Oh, that was a tough one there for Unitego. Delhi back the other way. Here's Bruce in the paint. Got it. Nobody stopped the ball. Logan Bruce with 11 points, and Delhi regains the lead, 25-23. So you have Bruce for Delhi with 11, Perry for Unitego with 11. They're going toe-to-toe. Megan Perry, that is. Here's Bailey Faulkner at the high post. Finds Morgan Perry, right wing side, as we come up on a minute to go in the second quarter. Here's Bailey Faulkner to the rim, and she's fouled. Nice pass there from Morgan Newman to find Faulkner, and the Delhi defense couldn't slide over in time, and when they did, they fouled her. With a 1:03 to go before the halftime break, it's Delhi 25, Unitego 23. Bailey Faulkner to the line. First shot rattles out. Hit the front of the rim, went up, tapped the glass, came back down, and then rolled out. Second shot coming for the lone senior in the starting lineup tonight for head coach Bob Z. Second shot for Faulkner. Too strong. Off the back of the rim, she goes 0 for 2. Back down the floor, knocked out of bounds. Dana Stepp got a fingertip. Actually hit Coach Z in the shoulder, and he had to flinch, but he got out of the way. Still got those reflexes, Coach. I see you. With a 1 to go in the second quarter, Delhi gets the ball in. They go right to left on your radio dial. Here is the quarterback, Logan Bruce, the point guard at the top of the key, finding Anna Post on the left side. Back to Bruce. Bruce with a dribble drive. What are they going to say? 3 seconds on Brenna Gioffi, who was down in the paint setting up a tent, camping out down there, and the Zebra crew will catch her. And the ball goes back to Unitego. It's Delhi 25, Unitego 23, with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Left side for Dana Stepp, now back for Morgan Perry, for Haley Lucia. Lucia tried an entry pass to the high post, and it didn't get there. Stolen by Anna Post of Delhi with 30 seconds to go before the halftime break. Left side for Logan Bruce. Goes down low for Sophia Wakin. Too much hot sauce on that pass. She couldn't control it, but Anna Post is there to get the rebound. Throws it back out for Brenna Gioffi. Her shot is off the mark. Rebound for Dana Stepp, and she is fouled with 15 seconds left. See who this foul is on. It will be Nealis of Delhi. So Unitego could possibly tie this or take the lead going into the halftime break. They trail by 2, 25-23, 10 seconds to go. Here is Lucia. They go down low for Morgan Newman. Now back for Stepp, and she's fouled. Newman slid one over to a cutting Dana Stepp. She went up for the right-handed layup and was fouled, and now we'll head to the line. Dana Stepp is one of three freshmen in the starting lineup, as well as Haley Lucia, the sophomore, Bailey Faulkner, the senior. The other two freshmen are the Perry sisters, Megan and Morgan. 4 seconds to go in the second quarter. First shot is off the mark and no good for Dana Stepp. And talk about things keeping coaches up at night. Foul shooting is one of them. As Coach Z, you can see, he had to turn around. He's walking towards the far end of the gym, and he's just shaking his head like, oh, my goodness, I don't want to lose this game on missed foul shots. Second shot for Stepp, won't go down. Rebound, Olivia Wakin. 3 seconds to go, and she's fouled by Morgan Newman at just about midcourt with 2 seconds left. Here's the team foul situation. 4 for Delhi, 3 for Unitego. So with so little time left, you wouldn't think that anybody would be shooting. They'll get it into Logan Bruce. She's going to have time for a half-court shot. No, she wasn't aware of how much time was left. And that'll do it. It's halftime, folks, with the score. The Delhi girls leading Unitego 25-23. We'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Great ball game. Don't turn that dial, folks. Keep it tuned to CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Mirabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Mirabito at 1-855-MIRABITO.
Buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitego Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Gifford's, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Folks, I've just witnessed the impossible. A one-handed throw by a young man who I would guess is about 7 years old from half court, and it went down. I think he just earned himself $5 to the snack bar. I heard that was the prize. I mean, the rest of these aren't even coming close, and that was a line drive, boom, right in. Pretty cool to see. Oh, I think we could see a lot of shots the rest of the night, and none are going to top that. So it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, right now you can use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, and you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. A packed house here tonight as it's coaches versus cancer night. You're seeing a lot of pink in the stands, a lot of different fundraisers here tonight. Of course, all the money that they're raising from this half-court shot competition will be going to the American Cancer Society, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. Let's get you through our first half scoring summary here first. First for Delhi, 11 points for Logan Bruce, 4 apiece for Olivia Wakin and Brenna Gioffi, 3 apiece for Caitlin Finch and Anna Post. On the other side for Unitigo, 11 points for Megan Perry, 6 for Haley Lucia, 2 apiece for Bailey Faulkner, Morgan Perry, and Morgan Newman. Great game so far here tonight, folks, and I love watching the coaching battle between Todd Bruce for Delhi and Bob Z for Unitigo. Just a lot of basketball knowledge there. I'm sure that they have planned and scouted and done everything possible to prepare their girls for this contest tonight. I see them both around at a lot of gyms at other games of other teams in their league and in their class in the section throughout the year, and they're always trying to get some extra film and just find that little extra quirk that might give their team an edge. So I give those guys a lot of credit for all their hard work. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about this Coaches versus Cancer event. And our halftime score, it's the Delhi girls leading Unitigo by 2, 25-23 at the break on CDL.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen & Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. 3 generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Our halftime score of the girls' game here at Delaware Academy, the Delhi girls leading Unitego 25-23. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, and as we've mentioned, it is Coaches versus Cancer Night. All the proceeds tonight will be given to the American Cancer Society for research, services, and programs right here in Delaware County. They're selling bracelets, T-shirts. You can buy a card for the Wall of Hope, all their concession stands, admission donation, the half-court shot contest. It's all going to the American Cancer Society. And if you want a little bit more information on why so many schools are doing this now, and I'm sure all of you out there listening have been affected by cancer in one way or the other. I know I certainly have. One in two men and one in three women will be affected by cancer in their lifetime. And they're celebrating 25 years of the Coaches versus Cancer program. And so a lot of these schools have been doing this for many years. It's great to see. So it's in, since its inception in 1993, Coaches versus Cancer has made more than $100 million to help support the cause nationwide and help communities and everyone in the country celebrate more birthdays and get more survivors back out there. So thank you for your contribution and support. Our volunteers are the heart of our organization, and there's a lot you can do locally as well. You can call locally. You can call Lauren Ferrero. Had a nice chance to catch up with her earlier at 766-6925. That's 766-6925. And one of the events that is coming up in April, of course, it'll be right around the corner, so mark the calendar. It is the Relay for Life of Delaware County. It's Saturday, April 28th, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. If you've never done a Relay for Life, you certainly should. They're a lot of fun. You walk all night. You don't have to walk the entire time, but you have a team. You take turns walking, and it's just a great fundraising activity and a lot of fun, too. So that's Saturday, April 28th. From 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. at the Delaware County Fairgrounds in Walton. They have vendors, games, food, a bonfire, music, performances, prizes, a 50-50 raffle, and more. You can find out more information at relayforlife.org/Delaware County NY. That's relayforlife.org/Delaware County NY. We'll give you some more information throughout the broadcast tonight, of course, during our girls and our boys game. The boys game will be at 7:15 between Delhi and Unitego, and just want to try to provide as much support as we can for this Coaches versus Cancer event tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Again, our halftime score, the Delhi girls leading Unitego 25-23. We'll be back with the start of the second half shortly on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Ready for the start of the third quarter here between Delhi and Unitego. Two quick shout-outs just checked in, and we have two listeners on the stream tonight. One, well, we have much more than two, but we have two from far away. One in Washington, D.C., one in San Antonio, Texas. So thanks for filling out the little form at the bottom of WCDOsports.com. We're always amazed and where people are listening in to these local ball games. So, again, thank you for listening tonight on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Delhi with the ball to start the second half. Here's Olivia Wakin. Gets down low. The shot off the glass for Anna Post is no good. Rebound for Unitigo. Here comes Dana Stepp down the left side. Knocked out of there by Logan Bruce. They'll call her for a foul. Bruce would have had to have timed that just perfectly. She was trying to sneak in and slap it away, but she got a little bit too much of the body. And heading to the line will be Dana Stepp. So we reverse ends of the floor. Unitigo now going right to left. And Delhi left to right as we get set for the opening here, opening couple of minutes of this third quarter. Dana Stepp, first foul shot is no good. Boy, if Unitigo has made their foul shots here in the first half and now into the second half, they would probably have a 3 or 4 point advantage, I would say, at this current moment. Stepp, second shot is good. Maybe that will break the funk. And it's 25-24. Delhi on top by one. Logan Bruce on the left wing side. Into the corner now for Caitlin Finch, who's playing with two fouls. She's going to have to be very careful. Megan Perry with two fouls for Unitigo on that side. Left side for Logan Bruce. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now back to the high post. Ball is tipped out of there. 10 on the shot clock. Unitigo comes back with it. Now Delhi will scoop it back away. Now for Anna Post at the high post. Lost it again, and Morgan Perry will walk it back up the floor. A little bit of a hot potato there. Unitigo will finally slow it down. See how the pace of this game goes. It was pretty high-paced in the first half. We'll see if they can continue that. Morgan Perry lost it. Olivia Wakin was right there to swipe it in front of the Unitigo bench, and Delhi will bring it back down the floor. Traveling violation, though, on Logan Bruce at midcourt. I didn't see that one, but the officials whistle her for a travel right at midcourt. 6:50 to go in this third quarter. It is Delhi 25, Unitigo 24. Of course, Unitigo coming in off a overtime loss to another great MAC team, Deposit Hancock, 48-46, and a thriller on Friday night. And they're trying to right the ship here tonight at Delhi. Both these teams very good, Delhi and Unitigo. Here's Haley Lucia, left side for three, too strong. Rebound for Megan Perry. Great board. Back out for Morgan Perry. She steps in, bounce pass into the right corner now for Bailey Faulkner. Takes it to the rim, up and in. Bailey Faulkner with 4 points, and Unitigo takes the lead, 26-25, with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Logan Bruce pumping the brakes here, slowing it down as they pass to the right side for Olivia Wakin. Now back for Logan Bruce. Bruce is definitely the leader of this team and trying to get everybody on the same page. Here's Caitlin Finch. Back to Bruce with 10 on the shot clock. Defense is stifling right now for Unitigo. They go to the high post. Anna Post back out. Olivia Wakin, dribble drive before the shot clock expires. It won't go. Rebound is scooped up by Caitlin Finch, who came crashing on the weak side. Now to Brenna Gioffi, and she nails it. Brenna Gioffi gets it to go, and a timeout is taken on the floor by Delhi. 5:45 to go in this third quarter. It's Delhi 27, Unitigo 26. We'll step away for 30 on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:45 to go in the third quarter. It's 27-26. The Lady Bulldogs of Delhi leading the visiting Unitigo Spartans here tonight. And Unitigo will have the ball out of the timeout. It's been back and forth. Biggest lead of the game, I think, was early on when Delhi led 7-1. Unitigo came crawling back, and it's been 1 or 2 points ever since. Unitigo loses the ball at midcourt, and now Delhi back down the floor with Olivia Wakin on the left wing side as they go left to right. To the high post for Anna Post, and now for Caitlin Finch. Gioffi, they work it down low. Anna Post again off the glass, and good. Anna Post with 5 points, and just excellent ball movement there in the low post to find the open man. And it's 29-26. Here is Morgan Perry at the top of the key for Unitigo. On the right wing side in front of their own bench, they go back for Morgan at the top of the key. She'll dish out to Dana Stepp in three-point land. For Bailey Faulkner, in for two, rattled out. Ball is loose. Haley Lucia is there to scoop it up for Unitigo. Now back to the high post. Stepping in is Morgan Perry. Her shot is off the mark. Megan Perry is there. Gets the bucket. Is fouled and will go to the line for Unitigo. Megan Perry with incredible effort there, keeping that possession alive, and she somehow got it to go from a very tough angle and is fouled and will head to the charity stripe to try to complete the three-point play. So impressed with how far Megan Perry has come. Started on varsity last year as an eighth grader along with Morgan. As the foul shot is good, she's got 14 and has just looked incredible. Here is Logan Bruce back the other way and a foul. Who will this be on? Oh, they're going to give it to Bailey Faulkner here. There was some contact down in the low post between Faulkner and Bruce. I really thought they could probably let that one go, but they'll call it on Bailey Faulkner with 4:40 to go in this third quarter. Delhi will get the ball in. Here's Logan Bruce, and she'll dish one off. Brenna Gioppi, splash. The jumper has been there all night for Brenna Gioppi. She's played fantastic, and it's 31-29 with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Delhi girls leading by two. Stepping into the low post here is Morgan Perry. She lost it. Delhi comes away. Here's Anna Post off the glass and good. Anna Post is starting to heat up. She's got 7 points. So we hit 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Delhi, 33. Unitigo, 29. Every time it's gotten back up to four, Unitigo's had an answer. Well, they have one here. Dana Stepp for three. Yes. There's the answer from Dana Stepp, and she's got 4 points as the freshman buries the three-pointer. And it's 33-32. Delhi, the Lady Bulldogs with a slim one-point edge with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Left side. Here for Caitlin Finch. To the low post for Anna Post. Back out Gioffi. Another jumper. Too strong this time. Anna Post with a rebound, but we'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to give it back to Unitigo as Perry and Post went toe-to-toe on that one. Full court pressure coming once again. Going to be a different look here. Looks like a 1-2-1-1 press. In the first half, it was more of a 2-2-1. And so Todd Bruce pulling out all the stops here tonight. Unitigo looking to dribble through it with Haley Lucia, and they do. She passes ahead at midcourt to Dana Stepp, who lost control of it. Last touch by Logan Bruce of Delhi and out of bounds. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. It is Delhi leading Unitigo 33-32. In this MAC girls contest tonight. Boys will tip off after this at 7:15. Here's Morgan Perry at the top of the key. Dribbling for Unitigo, now finding Dana Stepp. Stepp to the left side, finds Bailey Faulkner in the paint. The little baby hook is off the mark. A rebound for Olivia Wakin, and Delhi will come sprinting away. Here's Logan Bruce across the Bulldog logo at midcourt, taken away by Dana Stepp. Stepp is going to try to go all the way. Knocked out of there by Logan Bruce, out of bounds, no foul. But it stays with Unitigo, and that's the same move that Bruce got a foul on early in the quarter. This time executes it very well and is able to knock it out of bounds. Morgan Perry underneath the basket now will inbound the ball here to Haley Lucia. Lucia gets down low. The jumper won't go. Ball is into the hands of Olivia Wakin on the rebound, and Delhi will sprint away with 2:55 to go in the third quarter. It's 33-32. The Bulldogs on top of the Spartans here live from Delaware Academy. A steal from Unitigo. Jump ball. This time it'll stay with the Bulldogs. Unitigo is trying to almost, I would say, bait Delhi into passing it to the high post to try to find Post or Brennan Gioffi, and they've had a couple of good steals off of that after Delhi had some good success with some jumpers from there. So the chess match continues as Delhi will inbound the basketball underneath their own basket on the right wing side. So here is Logan Bruce looking for options. Passes to Brennan Gioffi. Little baby hook in the paint, won't go, and a foul will be called. Unitigo fans not happy about this one. It was a little bit late of a call. That's going to send Brenna Gioffi to the line. Let's see who this is on. As Brenna Gioffi is going to shoot two. This will be, oh boy, on Megan Perry of Unitigo, her third, team's second. Both teams with two fouls apiece here in the third quarter. Gioffi to the line. First one is good. So Gioffi has nine. No sign of Coach Bob Z going to the bench, so he's going to leave it in and let her go with it. Megan Perry will stay in with three fouls for Unitigo. Second shot coming for Gioffi is good. Gioffi with 10 points, and it's 35-32. Delhi on top of Unitigo with 2:40 to go in this third frame. Here is Haley Lucia on the right side. Lucia picks up her dribble, goes to the high post for Megan Perry. Back to the left side for Morgan Perry on the baseline. Dribbles back out, lost control of it. She had Caitlin Finch draped all over her like a curtain. Loses it out of bounds, but it'll stay with Unitego with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Ball out of bounds and to Haley Lucia now. Lucia to the far side, off that inbounds, finding Bailey Faulkner in the corner. Now back up for Dana Stepp. Stepp thought about a three-pointer. Instead goes to the corner for Faulkner. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Olivia Wakin. She's been a monster on the glass here in the third quarter. Wakin back across midcourt. Stops and goes to the far side for Caitlin Finch. Finch directing traffic on the offense as Logan Bruce has gone to the bench for a quick breather. 2 minutes to go here, third quarter. Still a three-point game. 35-32. Delhi on top of Unitego. Top of the key for Olivia Wakin. Steps in for a long two. Rattles out Bailey Faulkner with a big-time rebound and a great box out to Windex the glass there. Ahead now for Haley Lucia. Lucia stops, puts on the brakes, and we'll go back to Morgan Perry at the top of the key. Morgan Perry, left side, now for Dana Stepp. Step for Faulkner down low. Did she step on the line? No, it's going to be a foul on Anna Post with 1.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. 35-32 the score. Delhi on top of Unitego. Gioffi's going to come to the bench. Post is going to come to the bench. And Todd Bruce here, I think, is saying, all right, I'm going to rely on my bench a little bit and get some of my starters a little bit of a breather so they're fresh for the fourth quarter. Maybe try to wear Unitego down. Here's Haley Lucia at the top of the key. Fresh shot clock here for Unitego as they trail by three late in the third frame, 35-32. Here's Dana Stepp with a pull-up jumper from 10 feet. Left side, no good. Rebound for Caroline Grace, and Delhi will come away with the basketball. And here is Olivia Wakin. Bounce pass to the left side for Nealis. Now back for Wakin. Looking for options. She'll dribble to the left side as Delhi goes left to right. They go Caroline Grace at the left elbow. Back out for Nealis. The jumper is short. Rebound Morgan Newman. Under 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Lucia gets across the Bulldog logo at midcourt. And they'll go to Dana Stepp at the high post. Stepp goes back to Morgan Newman. Newman holding on to it. Now we'll go back to Haley Lucia. Now they'll go to Newman at the high post again, and this time it's taken away by Olivia Wakin. And she'll go to Caitlin Finch. Delhi still leading by three, and they're going to milk a little clock here with 20 seconds to go on the shot clock, 30 to go on the game clock in the third quarter. Olivia Wakin to the right side here for Nealis. They go to the high post for Caroline Grace. Back out for Nealis, reversing to the left side. Caitlin Finch is into the corner for three. Got it. Caitlin Finch dials long distance, and she has 6 points. 38-32, she sagged into the corner and found an open spot. Back for Morgan Newman. She tries a jumper from the foul line. It's out of bounds and no good with 2.3 seconds left. 38-32. As Delhi is going to put Meredith Mabel and Logan Bruce in here with 2 seconds left. Maybe Coach Bruce hoping to just get down and get a quick shot. Maybe a set play that they have that they've worked on in practice. They'll find Logan Bruce. Bruce into the corner, finds Meredith Mabel through her hands, though, and she wasn't able to get the shot off. So the end of the third quarter, it's Delhi 38, Unitego 32. Fourth quarter coming up on CDL.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So it's the Delhi girls with a 38-32 advantage over Unitego as we hit the fourth quarter. Caitlin Finch with that big three-pointer at the end of the third to give DA a real boost. As again, they lead 38-32 as we start the fourth quarter. Live here from Delaware Academy, Coaches versus Cancer night tonight. A lot of pink being worn. All the hair ties and socks for Delhi. Sporting the pink theme here tonight. I really like how Lawrence did it on Saturday. We were over there with our Twitter updates as Lawrence was taking on Worcester in their Coaches versus Cancer game. And they actually wear their pink uniforms. The school has bought separate uniforms that are pink that they wear once a year, and it's really cool. They even played with pink basketballs. That's dedication to the Coaches versus Cancer Classic. So here we go to start the fourth quarter, 38-32. Unitego girls trailing Delhi on the road. They go to Haley Lucia at the top of the key. Lucia for three, off the mark. Rebound for Morgan Perry, and she's fouled down low. Boy, that shot from Haley Lucia was halfway down and then popped free. It just wouldn't go. And so that will be the first foul on Anna Post for Delhi and the team's first. Logan Bruce is going to come to the bench here to have a quick word with father and head coach Todd Bruce. Nealis will check back in here for Delhi. Unitego gets the ball in, and they will find Megan Perry at the top of the key. Now for Haley Lucia. This could be a big possession earlier in the fourth quarter to try to give Unitego some momentum. Here is Morgan Newman. Now back off for Megan Perry. Perry down low, off the glass, and good. Megan Perry with 16 points. She's having another whale of a game tonight. Left side for Caitlin Finch. Finch outside the three-point line. Will bounce pass to Olivia Wakin at the top of the key. Olivia Wakin now will go back to Caitlin Finch in front of her own bench, left wing side, into the corner for Anna Post. With a minute gone in the fourth quarter, it's a four-point lead for Delhi, 38-34. 10 on the shot clock. Here is Wakin to the high post. Back out Finch, trying to dial up another three. Oh, it rattled out. Boy, that had to hit the rim about five times back and forth before it popped free. And Unitego back up the floor. Another big possession for the Spartans with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. They go to the top of the key now for Dana Stepp. Here for Morgan Newman. Back for Dana Stepp. Stepp. For three, that one rattles out. Hit the rim twice before it popped sky high, and Delhi with a rebound. Back up the floor, left wing side for Caitlin Finch. Finch to the high post for Gioffi. Puts it on the floor, lost control of it, and Morgan Perry will come away. She's going to try to go all the way. Perry goes up and is fouled. Looked like it might have been a pretty clean block. Olivia Wakin is not pleased with the call on her, and it will send Morgan Perry to the line with 6:20 to go in this fourth quarter. 38-34 the score, and the freshman Morgan Perry could chomp into this lead a little bit more here. First shot coming here for Perry for Unitego at the line. It is no good. Hit the side of the rim and bounced out. 6:20 to go in this fourth quarter, 38-34. Delhi girls on top of visiting Unitego tonight in a key MAC battle. Both these teams fighting for position in the top four. Morgan Perry, the gym is silent. Her second shot rattles out. Ball loose on the floor, and Megan Perry is going to come up with the rebound. Tries to take it to the rim, and she's fouled. And Unitego is doing a great job of getting to the line. They don't have any team fouls against them, and now this is the third team foul against Delhi here in the fourth quarter. And, of course, when you hit five, you're shooting. So that could be big if you're trying to get back in this ballgame. Second foul on Anna Post. Megan Perry to the line. First shot is good. Megan Perry with 17 points, which is a game high right now. Second one coming. This could cut it back to a two-point game, believe it or not. And it's good. 18 points for Megan Perry. Timeout is taken here by Unitego. We'll step away as well. 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 38-36 Delhi on top of Unitego. We'll be right back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes from Jake's Deli of Otego.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabideau Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabideau at 1-855-Rabideau.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
38-36, the Delhi girls lead by two over visiting Unitego, and out of the timeout, Unitego is going to bring in a little full-court pressure. Let's see if Delhi can break it here. They'll go to the left side for Nealis. It's going to be very close to a 10-second call. They do get it across the line, but it's tipped away by Dana Steffen out of bounds. Great pressure there by Unitego. It was almost, I'll have to get another look at that, but they had four girls in the front court and then one at about half court, so it was just all-out chaos. Delhi will get it in. The inbounds play goes to Olivia Wakin, and she is fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but she'll head to the line. Foul will be here on Haley Lucia, her first, team's first, and she will head to the line. So here is Olivia Wakin, takes a deep breath, settles in. These are big foul shots down the stretch. First shot is good for Wakin. So Olivia Wakin now with 5 points. So you have Bruce with 11, Joffy with 10, Post with 7, Finch with 6, Wakin with 5, and it could be 6 here if she's able to finish it off. Shot is off the back of the rim and no good. So it's a 3-point ball game. Delhi leading 39-36 over the Unitego girls here from Delaware Academy tonight. Haley Lucia on the right wing side. Lucia dribbles through traffic. Now goes back off for Dana Stepp to the high post. Megan Perry steps in the paint. Bang! Got it. 20 points for Megan Perry, having another great night. And it's back to a 1-point game. Delhi 39, Unitego 38, with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side for Caitlin Finch. And they lost it. She tried to go to the high post for Gioffi. It went through her hands. Back up the floor. Haley Lucia dribbles down off the glass. It won't go. Rebound is loose. Megan Perry is there, up and in. 22 points for Megan Perry. She's out of her mind right now. And Unitego takes the lead 40-39 with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Nail biter here tonight, folks. Top of the key for Olivia Wakin. Back into the corner now for Anna Post on the left baseline. Back up for Caitlin Finch. Logan Bruce is waiting to check back into the game for Delhi as they try to pass down low and over the head of Anna Post and back to Unitego. Sophia Wakin and Logan Bruce will check into the ball game. Gioffi and Nealis go to the bench. With exactly 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it's 40-39. Unitego girls on top. Do not turn that dial, folks. Going to be a great finish here tonight live from DA. Haley Lucia into the corner for Morgan Perry. Perry reverses for Dana Stepp. 15 on the shot clock. Unitego taking their time, setting up the offense. Megan Perry waiting at the high post. Can they get it to her? Morgan Perry into the corner for Faulkner. Back out with 7 on the shot clock. They reverse. Left side, Haley Lucia for 3. Too strong. Too much spice on that one. And a rebound for Sophia Wakin. And back up the floor for Delhi. Across now for Olivia Wakin. And she traveled with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. 40-39. Unitego trailing by as many as 6 in this ball game has come back to life. And they have a 1-point lead here late in the fourth quarter. Left side for Megan Perry. Down low on the left low block. Into the paint and she'll travel. Unitego fans wanted a foul. They won't get it from the officials. As Megan Perry will pick herself up off the floor and the ball goes back to Delhi. And Coach Bob Z is letting that official know on the far side what he feels about that. 4 minutes left. 1-point lead for Unitego, 40-39. These are the games you wait for all season long. Here's Caitlin Finch outside the 3-point line into the corner. Logan Bruce steps up for 2. Got it. First points of the second half for Logan Bruce. She's got 13. And Delhi retakes the lead, 41-40, with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side, Megan Perry tries to take it to the rim. We're going to have a foul. And that's a tough call there because Olivia Wakin was trying to get set for the, I feel her pain, she was trying to get set for the, to take a charge, but just couldn't get her feet set in time. And yeah, Megan Perry kind of plowed into her, but they call it on Wakin. with 3:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. That's the fourth team foul against Delhi. One more, and Untigo's shooting. Haley Lucia gets in the paint, and we're going to have a timeout taken. I believe, no, we won't have a timeout taken. It's going to be a traveling violation. Okay, traveling violation on Haley Lucia as she was falling down there. I thought Coach Bruce was signaling for a timeout as soon as Delhi got the ball back, but instead, we'll stay and keep it right here. Delhi leading by one, 41-40, with 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Now a steal by Megan Perry, but Olivia Wakin takes it right back for Delhi. Down low for Sophia Wakin. The jumper is short. Olivia Wakin is there for the rebound. Layup won't go, out of bounds. It stays with DA. 2 point blank looks, and they can't get it to fall. 3:25 to go, fourth quarter. It's 41-40. Delhi on top of Untigo. Delhi gets it in. Here's Logan Bruce in the corner off an inbounds play. It won't go. Sophia Wakin with a rebound back out for Caitlin Finch. Delhi fans wanted a foul. They won't get it. Finch in the lane, and this time she's fouled. Was she in the act of shooting? They'll say she was, and she'll head to the line. With 3:15 to go in this fourth quarter, it's 41-40. Delhi ahead by one. Finch will step to the line with 6 points on 2 3-pointers here tonight. One of your seniors, this is what you want. These Delhi girls have been in these close games over the last couple of years. When you think back about some of the big-time games they've been in, this one rattles out. That might have been the broadcaster's jinx right there. I just think of all the big-time MAC championship playoff games and, of course, sectionals as well that these girls have been through, and it's pretty remarkable. Finch, second shot is good. So Finch now with 7 points. Back to a two-point lead for Delhi, 42-40, with 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. It's going to come right down to the final whistle here, folks. A steal now by Sophia Wakin at midcourt. Wakin's going to try to go coast to coast. Can't get the layup to go. Ball out of bounds off of Sophia Wakin as it came down, hit her in the shoulder, rolled out of bounds and back to Untigo. Good steal there by Wakin. She just couldn't finish it off. It was good hustle back by Untigo to put some pressure on her so she couldn't put it in. 2:55 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi 42, Untigo 40. Ball dribbled out of bounds here. Last touched off the fingertips of Delhi's Caitlin Finch. And the timeout's going to be taken by Untigo. We'll step away with 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi by two, 42-40. We'll be right back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 2:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. Delhi girls on their home floor leading Untigo 42-40. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining me tonight. We'll take you the rest of the way. The boys' game is after this as well, so we'll have a full night of basketball for you. As this is Megan Perry out of the timeout with a shot in the paint. It won't go down. It was a really clean look. And on the rebound, we're going to have a foul. This will be on Megan Perry, her fourth. So she's going to have to be very careful here late in this ball game. She's their leading scorer for Untigo with 22 points as only a freshman. Back down the floor. Ball out of bounds, going to stay with Delhi. Boy, and Megan Perry went toe-to-toe there with Logan Bruce, and I thought maybe they would call her for a reach in there, but they didn't. And so she stays in the ballgame. She's got four fouls now. Delhi gets the ball into Anna Post. Now for Sophia Wakin, and she won't get it to go. Missed the left-handed layup, and now a rebound for Untigo. Here's the team foul situation. Delhi with four, Untigo with three. You're shooting at five. Keep that in mind. Right side for Morgan Perry. Perry thinks about a three-pointer, fires it up, won't go. Megan Perry, a rebound, lost it though to Logan Bruce, who swatted it away and now brings it back down the floor as we hit 2:15 to go here, fourth quarter. Bruce in the paint, up and in. Just a little running jumper, and it's 44-40 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Morgan Perry, and she is fouled at the high post. And so she will be shooting now, as this is the fifth foul, and this could be the thing that helps Unitego stay or get back in this ball game, is that the rest of the way tonight they're going to be shooting. And if they struggle like they did in the first half at the line, that could be trouble. Here is Morgan Perry at the line. First shot is good. Morgan Perry cuts it to a three-point game once again with 2 minutes to go. It's Delhi 44, Unitego 41. Second shot coming here for Perry. Rattled out. Rebound for Sophia Wakin. So it remains a three-point lead for Delhi, 44-41. Into the corner, and now back up for Caitlin Finch. Morgan Perry fell to the floor, though, as they came back down the floor, and she got up and was limping a little bit there. Have to see if she's okay. Ball rolls out of bounds. It's going to go back to Unitego. So Megan Perry limping as she goes back down the floor. Delhi's going to take a timeout. We'll hope that Megan is okay. Been a physical contest here. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. A minute 40 to go, fourth quarter. 44-41. Delhi on top of Unitego. We'll be right back on CDL.
It's 2 for $5 at McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich. Choose from the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece McNuggets, and Sausage Egg Cheese McGriddle. 2 for only $5 for a limited time at McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich. Remember, their drive-thru is open 24 hours Friday night until 1 a.m. Saturday night. And check out the $1, $2, and $3 menus at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney, and on South Broad Street in Norwich. 2 for $5 ends January 24th.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
A minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Delhi 44, Unitego 41. We'll hope that Megan Perry is okay. She's got 22 points, and she took two hard spills on that last possession. She seems to be okay as she comes out of the timeout. Still limping a little bit, though, here. And she took two really hard spills just kind of rumbling and tumbling down low, I should say, on defense there. Unitego gets the ball back, and they'll bring it up the floor with a minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Morgan Perry. Perry finding Haley Lucia. Unitego could go for a two or a three here. There's still some time left. Perry goes down low. Megan Perry has her shot blocked, and back up the floor comes Logan Bruce. Delhi with a three-point lead and time on their side as it continues to tick down with a minute 20 to go. Here is Bruce at the top of the key. Here's Caitlin Finch. Finch back to Bruce. 15 on the shot clock. Delhi, I think, working a little time off the clock here with a three-point lead. They go back to Bruce on the left-wing side. 8 on the shot clock. Back across, Caitlin Finch. Baseline drive. Finch tosses one up off the back of the rim. Rebound for Unitego. We're under a minute to go, folks. And here is Morgan Perry dribbling it back up the floor. It's Delhi 44, Unitego 41. It all comes down to this. And a reach-in foul here on Sophia Wakin is going to send Morgan Perry to the line. And that's a foul that you probably just didn't need there. A reach-in foul way out towards midcourt is going to give Unitego a chance with the clock stop to pick up some points. And so to the line is Morgan Perry. First shot for Perry is good. So Morgan Perry with 4. Brenna Gioffi is going to come back in. Sophia Wakin to the bench. Second shot coming here for Perry. 44-42 with 50 seconds to go. Unitego trailing by 2. Here comes the shot from Perry. It's good. Morgan Perry with 5 points. Timeout is taken. Back to a one-point game with 50 seconds left. Delhi 44, Unitego 43. Lady Bulldogs ball when we come back.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond.
With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
50 seconds to go, and both head coaches are. They got the whiteboard out. They're doing a little bit of everything. They're drawing up the play. They're talking about scenarios. This should be a wild and crazy finish here tonight on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Our score, the Delhi girls leading Unitego 44-43. Remember, folks, Unitego was just in this same situation, and it was in overtime on Friday night where they lost 48-46 to Deposit Hancock. So they've been in this position recently. Delhi has not had a ton of close games this year, but their playoff experience, as we've talked about before, certainly gives them a lot of experience in this type of a situation. So we are set to go. Should be an exciting finish. Leading scorers for each team, 22 points. For the freshman, Megan Perry for Unitego. 15 points for the senior from Delhi, Logan Bruce, and 10 from the senior, Bretta Gioffi. Boy, and they are milking this timeout for all it's worth. The officials are saying, come on, get back on the floor, get back on the floor. And they still got the whiteboards out there drawing up plays. Both teams seem extremely loose right now, as if there is no pressure here in this type of a moment. I mean, at the end of the day, it is a regular season game, but this is for a lot. When you talk about the MAC top four standings, this could certainly go a long way. Could get you a home game in the semifinals. I mean, it means a lot. And so out of the timeouts, we are set to go. Delhi will have the basketball, and Olivia Wakin will inbound as they go right to left. They'll get the ball, left to right. They will get this in to Caitlin Finch. The clock starts. We're down to 45 seconds to go. One-point game. Now a steal. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with Delhi. Dana Stepp had a steal, and Logan Bruce just got her arm in there to hook it and hold on to it. So 43 seconds left. It's 44-43, and Olivia Wakin will get to do that play all over again and inbound the basketball. They'll go to Logan Bruce. Bruce at the top of the key. Holding on to it here. Finds Olivia Wakin. One-point lead. They want to milk this clock a little bit here. Down to 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Now they go to Brenna Gioffi. Tried to go to the high post for Anna Post. She couldn't get it. Lost it. 5 seconds left here on the shot clock. Here's Wakin with a running jumper. It's no good. The ball going to go out of bounds? Yes, it does. It's going to go back to Unitego. With 18 seconds left, 44-43, Unitego is going to take a timeout. They trail by one, and they will have the ball when we come back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So Unitego holds on defense, and the Lady Spartans have the ball with 18 seconds left, and they trail Delhi 44-43. This is going to be an epic finish here if Unitego could pull this off. Delhi talking about defense, and you know they're going to bring some, I would assume they're going to bring some full court pressure. They have the athletes, and they're going to make it as hard as possible for Delhi. Now, in the girls' game, you can call the timeout and advance it to half court, so that's what they did. Smart move there by head coach Bob Z. So Unitico is going to get the ball at half court with 18 seconds left. Shot clock's off. Here we go. Delhi 44, Unitego 43. Haley Lucia for Unitego will inbound the ball as they go right to left. They get it to Morgan Perry. Perry dribbles to the right side. Perry stops, tries to go down low for Bailey Faulkner. It's up and in. Bailey Faulkner gets it to go. with 12 seconds left. Unitego leads 45-44. Timeout Delhi. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
12 seconds left, and Unitego has taken the lead 45-44 in our girls' MAC contest here tonight, the first game of this Coaches versus Cancer doubleheader. The boys will be tipping off at about 7:15 unless we have some overtime action. We'll see what kind of magic Delhi can stir up here. This has been a great game, regardless of who wins. Both teams have left it all out on the floor. Can this young guns Unitego team, they start three freshmen and a sophomore, can they come in here and do the impossible against this senior-laden Bulldogs team? 12 seconds left. Logan Bruce will get the ball at half court. They'll inbound it. They find Anna Post at midcourt. Now back to Bruce. Bruce takes it down low, and she's fouled. Hard foul there from Bailey Faulkner. And that will be the fourth team foul against Unitego. Good handshake there between Faulkner and Bruce. Those two have played AAU together. They're good friends. So some good sportsmanship there. Delhi calls another timeout. They want to talk things over with 9 seconds left. If they can get one more foul, they would be shooting. So it's 45-44. Unitego on top by one. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So this could be the last chance here for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs with 9.5 seconds left. They trail by one, 45-44. Delhi will have the basketball underneath their own basket. Will they run an inbounds play that could get them an open look here to possibly win this ball game? Here we go. Logan Bruce will inbound the ball. Anna Post, Caitlin Finch, Brenna Gioffi, Olivia Wakin, and Logan Bruce on the floor for the Bulldogs on offense. Bruce gets it down low. Anna Post muscles it up. It won't go. Rolls around the rim. Back to Olivia Wakin, who puts it in with 3 seconds left. Olivia Wakin. For Delhi, Unitego gets it to midcourt. The shot is no good, and Delhi wins. Delhi wins. Olivia Wakin at the buzzer gives Delhi a 46-45 victory. Absolutely unbelievable. The first shot by Anna Post wouldn't go down. It rolled out. Olivia Wakin was there. She scooped it up. She put it in. Unitego had no time to get it back to midcourt and fire up a shot, and a whale of a ball game here tonight. Disbelief on the Unitego side as Olivia Wakin and Delhi, they escape. They stay undefeated in the MAC, and they win 46-45. We'll be back with the postgame show on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Wow, what a finish here tonight, folks. 46-45, Delhi escapes a scare from the young Unitigo team. I mean, you feel your heart goes out to Unitigo. They played a whale of a ball game here tonight, but it's the senior-laden crew from Delhi getting it done. They improved to 14-1 overall and 7-0 in the MAC. Great ball game here tonight. Lots of awards to get through, but first our scoring summary. First for Unitigo, 22 points from Megan Perry, 6 points from Bailey Faulkner and Haley Lush. A great shot by Faulkner there with 12 seconds left to give them the lead, too. Morgan Perry with 5, Dana Stepp with 4, Morgan Newman with 2 for Unitigo. For Delhi tonight, team high 15 points from Logan Bruce, 10 from Brenna Gioffi, 7 apiece from Olivia Wakin, including the game winner, and Caitlin Finch, and also 7 points from Anna Post here tonight. Let's get to our awards here tonight. We actually have, let's see, 5 awards to give out. First, it's our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. So I will give that tonight to Megan Perry of Unitigo. 22 points, thought she was fantastic, and definitely deserves our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up will be the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that tonight to Caitlin Finch of Delhi. 7 points, but I thought she did a great job on her perimeter defense and just did a little bit of everything tonight on the defensive side of the ball, as she always does for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. And finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Logan Bruce, the senior leader here tonight with 15 points for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Just always finds a way to get it done. So she will get our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award award here tonight. Next up is our Lance Thomas Benson Agency Player of the Game Award. This is a new award that we're doing with licensed real estate salesperson Lance Thomas. He works for the Benson Agency in Oneonta. Every game that I go to during the week, I pick a player of the game. Then each weekend, from all those players during the week, we pick a pretty much an all-star of the week, and they will receive a special prize from Lance Thomas at the Benson Agency in Oneonta. So tonight we will give that award to Megan Perry of Unitigo. I thought she was spectacular, so we'll give her the award tonight from Lance Thomas, licensed real estate salesperson with the Benson Agency in Oneonta. Finally, our last award tonight is a special Unitigo award. It's time for the Jake's Deli Extra Effort Award, brought to you by Jake's Deli of Otigo. This award will be presented during all Unitigo games on CDO this season. Jake's Deli's on Main Street in downtown Otigo. Stop in for one of their famous subs today. They also offer all the chips, drinks, cold cuts, and groceries you need. The winner of this award gets 1 free sub at Jake's Deli. So, boy, that is a prize that everybody wants. We'll give that to Bailey Faulkner tonight from Unitigo. She had 6 points and was just a beast down low. I thought she was great on the glass and made that big-time bucket at the end of the game, which, I mean, 9 times out of 10, you make that late in the game like that, and you're going to win. And I just feel for Unitigo because they came here, they did everything they could, and it was just a great effort by Delhi to hit that last bucket And if that shot doesn't go down, Unitego walks out of here on cloud nine. So a great game here tonight, and those are our awards. And again, our final score in the girls' contest, Delhi with a jumper with 3 seconds left by Olivia Wake, and they win 46-45. We're going to take about a 10-minute break. We'll come back and get you set all over again with the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. It's the boys' contest, Delhi and Unitego, here on Coaches vs. Cancer Night. I'm Nate Long. We'll see you in a few minutes on CDL.